I'm Brooke Colmer, and I'm from Martinsburg, West Virginia.
I'm Ella Bushman, and I am from Martinsburg, West Virginia.
So basically, you're tracking squirrels. Talk about it.
It's for this ecology class, and we're going to be tracking squirrels for most of the semester as a class and mapping out where they go, what they're eating or doing whenever we are observing them, and then putting that all together for a big project at the end.
It should be interesting to see where exactly they travel to or how far they go and just map out where they are on campus. So no one really knows, but we're about to find out.
So why would you track squirrels?
You'll also learn about their habitat. Like, when you track them and see where they are, you kind of observe what's around them and why they are there. So you'll kind of get a sense of where they're going and why they're going there.
And we'll probably also see what they can do just in their natural environment, but then also the environment that Shepherd provides them, as far as, you know, trash cans and stuff that students leave behind that I'm sure they take advantage of and eat out of.
What do you think of this experiment?
Well, I always like classes that give us a project to work on over the course of the semester. I always feel like I get out more of it or more from it than weekly projects. So I certainly like that part, doing something long term.
I think it's going to be really fun. I mean, it's more hands-on and in-the-field work, which is what I like. So it adds experience under your belt. You know, you try using new equipment and new data analysis set, and see where it goes. So it should be fun. I definitely want to do a lot of field, like, ecology stuff. Like, I want to observe wildlife and track populations and try and manage it.
So this is right up your alley.
Yeah. I've been waiting for this for the past 4 years.
Mark Lesser, assistant professor of biology. I'm teaching general ecology this semester, and as for one of our labs, we're doing a squirrel tracking project where we've radio collared these gray squirrels, and the students go out with a antenna and receiver and get locations on those squirrels through the semester. And that part of it is just really fun, but at the end of the semester, we get to use all of this data and put it into a geographic information system, our GIS platform, and actually look at and compute statistics on the squirrel's range size, on its habitat use, and find out a lot about just the behavior and ecology of these squirrels.
Why did you pick squirrels?
We picked squirrels because they're fairly easy to trap and they're abundant on campus, and it means that the students can come out just for an hour in between classes and track the animal. And so it makes it relatively simple, yet the techniques and what we're doing in terms of the analysis as well is exactly the same as if we were tracking jaguars in South America or elephants in Africa.